24 past the hour. Our guest in studio is Reverend Barry Lynn. He's the Executive Director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. We were talking about a couple of things. He's going to, you know, refresh our memory and get back into what he was talking about. But I got to take this call because when this guy calls, I got to keep him on the line. And then get him off as quickly as possible. But I like talking to him because, you know, our president is openly operating in a different reality. And we think it's important that America knows what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. And once again, joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Good morning, Mark. God stepping you in the wood chipper and watching the sin drain right out of you.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's talk about the separation of church and state.
That's all right, then. Well, you know, all that's about to end, Mark.
Oh, okay.
Church and state are about to crash into each other like a couple of NASCARs on the back straightaway.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I believe the new term will be chate or sturch.
Oh,
but we haven't really
come
found
on.
That now.
That's what Bush wants. That's what Bush wants, isn't it, buddy?
Well, you know, what was lacking was the glue. President George W. Bush, two terms mandate.
All right.
Sticky white substance that sticks church and state together.
Dude, this country was founded on the idea that church and state should be separate. Do you understand that?
Mark, the liberals have really done a number on you. The truth is, the founding fathers were all clergymen, and many of them had thriving TV ministries.
Oh, come on.
You know, this crazy idea of separating church and state didn't come about until the 1970s when disco music turned people gay.
What are you talking about?
It was all Jimmy Carter's fault.
Listen,
I blame him.
Lawton, the founding fathers were afraid that if we merged church and state, it would lead to religious persecution and abuses of power. Stop that! Abuses of power. If we did that here, wouldn't that make our government just like the Taliban? Huh?
Mark, the Taliban doesn't have Christian rock bands or mega churches with a food court. You can't fight this. God has consecrated the sturch. And if you're so afraid of godly, rich, white people improving every aspect of your sad, secular life, you could just curl up with Charles Darwin and die.
That's what I will do. That's what I mean. The church wants to insinuate itself into every aspect of society and my life.
Well, that's a good point. You know, the sturch should run the military, too. You know, Jesus was an excellent military commander, fought hundreds of battles. That Jesus smote in some liberal Philistines, that's for sure. You can look that up.
Jesus
That's
was
in the Bible.
What are you talking about? It's not. So I guess the church should take over the private sector too, then, right?
I like the way you think.
No, I'm not.
It's called consuming for Christ. It's all there in the Bible. You know, Paul's second letter to the Ephesians urged them to refinance.
What are you talking about?
Every time I'm at the mall, I feel his presence.
Well, that's you.
He's there in the Jamba Juice and in the Lady Foot Locker. He's in every place except Victoria's Secret, you know, because the Lord will not abide Brazilian cut pants.
This isn't about God. This is about power. In fact, this is about taking power out of God's hands and into your own. And that's blasphemy, isn't it? It's blasphemy. Do you hear me? It's blasphemy. You're talking blasphemy. Yeah, that's right. Let it out.
I hate this church. We want it all, Mark. We don't care how we get it.
Right.
Religion's just our pretext. It's all about grace.
Yeah.
We want God to justify our grace.
Yes.
If we had to choose between God and our big house in the suburbs, it would be like, see you later, God.
Exactly.
No one knew.
This church is awful. Doesn't it feel better to get that out?
I hate it.
Doesn't it feel better? Huh? All right.
In God we trust. It's right there on the corner.
I like it better when you're crying.
I like
it better when you're crying.
All right. God loves you.
All right. Take care
of
it.
Deal with it.
Yeah,
and you too, Reverend. He loves you too. praying for you.
Thank you. God bless America.
All right, man.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Wow. Disturbing, isn't it?
He is a disturbing guy, but I tell you, he makes a lot more sense than Jerry Falwell.